Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring a new friend on the show. Jeff Rampson is that person this half hour. Jeff is new to us, but not for long. I think he's going to have a lot to teach us over the years. Founder and CEO of PCG Advisory Group is a full-service investor relations firm. He's an expert in digital assets and digital security, has become so over the years, and we're looking forward to hearing what he has to say. He has a lot to teach us, folks. Please pay attention. Almost everything he says today will be on the test. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So one of the things that I'm trying to help small business owners get in their head is the fact that we are analog humans who have, most of us were born in what I call the analog age, where everything that moved kind of at our speed. And we're now living in the digital age, increasingly every day and more in the digital age, but we're still analog humans. We're still moving at the speed of analog, but every time we twitch an index finger, we cause something to move at the speed of light, at 9 billion bits per second, just with a twitch of a finger, and that's created digital leverage. And that's put us into a world that we've never seen before, and it's not a next step thing that's happening. It's the changes that we're seeing are quantum leap changes. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I totally agree, and I'm certainly of the age as well where I grew up in an analog world. I mean, there's a younger generation that is growing up in a digital world, right? So to them, it's like breathing. They don't even know the difference. Mm-hmm. But of a certain age, and most, I would assume, there's a good amount of small business owners that are like me, have had to transition over the years. So it's absolutely astounding at what is being done and what can be done now and what's coming.
When you think of digital security, that's actually a broader term than it sounds like, isn't it?
Yeah, digital security is yes. I mean, there's a lot of vernacular that's being used and that's being developed around the space of what we call digital securities. Started out with the term ICO and cryptocurrency.
Let me stop you for a second. When people hear digital security, they think of securing your digital assets, but the term is more likely to be used in terms of not digital security, but digital assets, right? We're transitioning from this digital leverage being you twitching a finger and making something happen, like seeing an email or approving a sale or whatever, buying something. Now we're talking about taking that leverage and applying it to an asset, like a security, right?
Exactly right. So digital securities are, in my opinion, going to be replacing at some point in time. This is a very forward-looking statement. At some point in time, they'll be taking the place of traditional stocks and bonds, and other assets, right? So
fiat money,
without question. Well, that would fall into the cryptocurrency category, but
right.
Yes,
still
exactly
an asset because
right. Digitally
because Bitcoin has become its own asset class, hasn't it?
Correct. Exactly right. I look at Bitcoin, frankly, as a digital gold type of store of value, and versus a current I don't know that Bitcoin will ever be a currency that we're using to buy things every day, but I do look at it as a store of value.
I agree. So that's a really important point that I think confuses some people, because if they think of Bitcoin the way you just said in its behavior and its evolution over the last 10 years has caused you to define it that way, and I think you're right about that. But if they don't separate Bitcoin from other cryptocurrencies, it makes them think of, right. of crypto like Ethereum and others. It makes them think of them right. as in the same class, and they're not, are they?
Exactly right. That's a very, 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 very important point and very key. The Bitcoin is really very, very different. And again, I look at it as it has, you know, certain attributes that make it that create value for it. Again, in a digital age, right? This is the digital version of gold, right? So gold has a value, a perceived value, based on what man has you know attributed to it. Mm-hmm. There's no true intrinsic value to gold.
Largely because of the availability of it. In other words, there's sort of a defined correct. Amount of gold. We know there are only ever going to be 21 million bitcoins, right? Yeah. That's a number that Satoshi decided, the founder. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. More to come with Jeff Ramsam after this message. We're going to get more into digital assets, especially cryptocurrency. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.